If I go home right now, my wife is brushing the dog hair, I'm shooting her.
Man.
Because she's going to kill us. That means she
her,
she
the dog, made it. Everybody
she
got to go.
Brushing the dog hair. He's like, oh, we done broke your mama. Straw? Boys, let's go. We done broke your mama.
Your mama broke. We got to get out of here.
That is scary.
She need to talk to the lady.
Yeah. I love talking to the lady. Somebody in the comments said BBS there for back been long.
Back been long.
That's accurate.
I said, y'all don't act right. Y'all don't take nothing
accurate.
Serious.
Man.
Oh, man.
We're back. We're back.
You need anything? I see you over there. Deep tense.
I'm like, because y'all play so much, bro. I know I'm canceled after this, baby.
No.
I can't do nothing listen. Else. I got to come back and do the podcast.
Do you really be worried about that, though, for real?
No.
Okay. You never know, though.
I'm about to say, how much of my content have you seen? Because the way folks want to argue all the time, I'd be like, baby, go to hell.
That's what I felt like. I was like, I feel like you don't care about
it. I don't care about it. Yeah. Well, I don't do things. Of course, I'm not inflammatory. Right. Content creator.
Correct.
But if I say something, you have to understand that I thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
I edited it. I thought about it some more. And then I hit post.
I don't do none of that.
Right.
I didn't be talking.
Yeah, that was a lot of thinking.
I'm like, that's a lot
dangerous.
Of thinking.
I don't do it that because that's dangerous.
You got to be dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
That's I think we get a little film over us just because we're a comedian.
Yeah, we get to play.
Also, you're a man, too. Mm-hmm. Like, people right. care. Like, right. it's certain things y'all can do that if I did it, that's not ladylike.
It's called dick lure.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm just making
I feel like that was made
I'm just
up.
Making up some shit. Okay. I don't know. I just made it up. We could pee standing up in there. Boom.
Boom.
And that's it.
And we won.
We won.
Okay. All right. So I just wanted to make sure you didn't feel like that. So when did you start? Like, when was your very first video, I guess?
It was like 10 years ago. I just was goofing around. Like, I've worked in corporate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I quit my job like 8 years ago.
What were you doing?
Nothing. I was working. I was legitimately
watching videos.
I was legitimately doing nothing.
I had a job like that. It's so
it
fun.
Was such a waste of time. I was it up there is. Wasting them people's time, but I was working in a sales company and I was basically calling people all day trying to get them to buy this product. Complete waste of time. My degree is in English literature. Never used it.
You are now though.
That's what I think. You know, I work with words and stuff, so I get. Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
So spell check kind of ruined your degree.
Well, I could spell before, you know.
I'm
so
just saying that grammar check, spell check.
But I'm one of them people like it's a thing to me. Like when I'm just talking casually, I'd be like, now why you use that? You know, like and I hate to be the grammar police, but I feel like we too old to do certain things. Some things are just a typo. But if you constantly spelling something wrong, like you think it's spelled like that.
They might.
So things ain't spelled with an X.
Ronnie, please, not today.
Is that what?
So thanks ain't spelled with an X?
Absolutely.
THX. That's
sure.
how you gotta get through.
Sure it is. Okay. But you know, then that's a whole different conversation. Like linguistically speaking, that's a whole different conversation.
They got that degree. African
American vernacular, like people have, we have included that in regular forms of language. So when people use stuff like that's it's almost offensive to suggest that it's not real language.
On God.
You ain't even know.
I did know. On God.
That is awesome. No, I'm just kidding.
It was a punctuation. On God.
Yeah, it is. It works.
Right. So, okay. So, I don't even know if you got to where your first video was.
It was Britney Spears. I was doing musical parodies, which now I get flagged for them. So, I have to ease up on that because they do
even
copyright
on TikTok?
Strikes everywhere.
Really?
They don't even let you post
the
it.
Record the industry,
only,
they can't
have the only hack was I either slow it down or I speed it up. On TikTok, it works.
Okay.
On Facebook and YouTube, they not playing it.
Yeah, so, they need their money.
Yeah.
And when I learned Instagram don't care. There's a free-for-all on Instagram because they're not paying you for real anyway. But it was a Britney Spears parody. I had just turned 30, so this was 6 years ago.
Mm.
And that video got 26 million views, like, in like 4 days. It was crazy.
Ooh, that's a good check.
It was a nice little check. And that was what kind of catapulted me into quitting my job. Because when they paid me, I do these in my sleep. You mean y'all want some more of this? So that's what started it. And I just kept doing it. That's crazy. That's the video right there.
Yeah, that's what. You know, that's what we did here on the Perfect 10, guys.
That is the video right there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. The
video
quality on
question.
This is so ass.
What kind of phone was this?
But probably iPhone 2.
I feel so broken. Conditions and such.
I was singing my little heart
what
out.
What is your guitar made out of?
First of all.
Hey, bro.
Which camera's mine? Is this my camera?
Right
here?
There you go.
That was a gift from, it was a gift from Radio Shack.
Okay.
You can't tell that it ain't, because Radio Shack got a business, so you don't know.
What? No,
I
know
what that
is.
You can't call and check nobody.
That is a trapper keeper. I was saying.
It's actually a shoebox top and a broom.
Oh, I was close.
Yeah. And then like, I cut the inside out and just wrote on a piece of paper.
Like how they made the instruments on Little Rascals.
Yeah. Kind of like that, yep.
And you made those strings that's like tape? What is that?
It's just a piece of paper with black strings.
Man, so, all right, so
you had a real Fat Albert Junkyard Band setup. That's
what's
up.
You know, you got to do what you can with it.
Hey, man, use what you got to get you happy.
So hold on. This is your first one you ever made? Or this is the first one? This is your first video?
This is the first time
I'm
making a video.
Not the first video I ever made.
Okay, the first one.
That's the first guitar I ever made. But no, the first video I ever made, it wasn't nothing that went viral. It was just me singing. It was no music behind it. But I think it was like the Seahawks. And somebody had went to the Super Bowl, and it didn't go how people thought it was going to go.
Okay.
And so I did a funny video about it, and it got like a little engagement. And I was like, okay. So then I get introduced to all these other people who are also doing content like this. And I'm like, oh, you mean people do this for a living? People get on the internet and they make content and they make money. Because this was before, you know, like I wasn't using social media for real. I had a job. I was on there scrolling, trying to figure out, you know, what else can I do with this degree?
Look at that media takeout.
Look at anything. Just wasting my life. Yeah. Wasting my life. And so when I realized people would pay to see stuff like that, I was like, oh, okay. So I just started doing it continuously. And then before I knew it, I was quitting my job. Damn. That's crazy.
Attempts before you got to there? How long were you in before you got to that point?
I had to be... That's when I was still married. So I want to say that was probably at least 2018, 2019-ish. So I was probably 5-6 years deep in it. Like,
so you was, it was okay. You stayed, yeah, it was something that, you stayed then, steady with it though?
It wasn't overnight.
I'm
trying to, you know, it's not overnight for sure.
No, and you know, you go through phases in life. I went through like depression where I didn't want to do content anymore. Because people are mean. Like you have to,
People are mean.
And you have to grow into that. Like, I'm old enough now to understand these people don't know me
the
in real life.
The comments
so
I get?
Because that, that's mean. Because they don't even know you like that for real. I love your thighs.
Thank you.
And it's
you going to follow me on Only Thighs?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Call heavy at the bottom.
at big bottom.
At big bottom.
And I'm going to be right on there. Premium. Right on there, yo.
Sturdy.
I'm going to be right on there.
Oh, man. We should get a couch sponsorship, if nothing else.
Let me tell you something. That couch strongest needs a sponsor couch right now. Like how niggas in AA need a couch.
You know how that dude be holding the world up? You know how that dude look like he holding the world up?
I'm trying, man. Yesterday I had a nigga for grits and eggs. Now I
got... No,
Left side cool. Right side not.
Kyle, now I got Randy Jordan. What are you trying to do to me?
That is insane.
Oh, God.
I do is sleep.
Come on.
Taking ibuprofen daily.
They don't put respect on my harmonies, bro. Like, I do this.
Yeah, you stacked do this. It's so stacked.
That's what I do.
That's what I wanted to do. That was one of the things I wanted to do, is come here and give you your flowers for actually not only doing parodies, but sounding good. Now, so what was the background? Why we sound good?
I've been singing forever. Like,
okay.
It takes my mama to tell this story, but I'm going to tell it anyway in her absence. So she said that I have two older brothers. She said when they were born, they came out, and they went on about their business.
Mm-hmm.
She said when I came out, I screamed so loud that she thought the doctors were hurting me. Mm-hmm. And she said she knew then I was probably going to be a singer. Not many people become superstars or are able to do what we do on our level. So you never think that this is a reality until it is. And so now I'm just kind of like, wow. I'm just here singing for a living. That's what I do. Or just talking crazy.
Talking and singing.
Yeah.
Doing singing a little bit of talking. English.
Yeah.
And building guitars.
Come on, man.
I mean, hey, I'm an architect.
I don't think architects build guitars, but okay.
But you don't know.
Oh, so hold on. This video was basically about
turning
30. Your
30s. Yeah.
And, oh, man, I remember 30.
It was a psychological thing. You thought that you was going to be old, so you started doing old stuff.
Yeah.
Like building guitars.
Absolutely.
And I must confess, my knees are weak.
Today, to this day,
right now, yeah.
Like all the time, but not tonight.
Cause why?
30s when you start to die.
30s when you start to die. Guess how old he is. Guess.
Yikes. Please don't be 30.
Ain't nobody hit 30 yet.
Ain't nobody 30.
Who ain't 30 yet?
Nah, we on our way.
We all 26.
Okay.
Everybody 26.
Well, you know, statistically, lifespan is around 70-ish. So if you hit 30, you about middle age.
This our demographic is 30.
Yeah, so okay. We'll go with that.
Hey, man. Shout out to all the 10-year citizens out there.
10-year citizens.
All the niggas who still wearing their jewelry and popping shit.
Absolutely, y'all.
Fuck y'all. We are not putting slacks on. Hell, goddamn it. Get over it, bitch. You go to work. You put on pants.
You put on work pants.
You wear, I don't wear britches, motherfucker.
Britches is crazy. I have not heard
anybody who can wear sweatpants because he chooses to still make the same money as a winner. If you want,
it be the niggas that leave from work to come to the gym and don't change their pants for
me. Have you ever seen
just be on the bench with some goddamn Dockers on?
Mm. Hey! You ever see somebody your age that went to school with you, but you be like, yo, this nigga old as
everybody went to school with. Everybody went to school look older. I mean, I be scared to tell people I went to school.
Man, I met up with my wife friends, but they all my age, every one of them. Slack sets, brown dress shoes and shit, keys like above. I was like,
you got lucky, man. You ain't had to fall into the marriage hub. Nigga, you know what I'm saying? You was still out and on the road.
First, goddamn.
You die first.
I can't put that shit on. What the fuck?
When last time you wore a sweater vest?
A sweater?
Vest.
Nigga, like 07 when they was when Russell Simmons told us.
You had a rush guard?
It was polo now with a polo undershirt. You know what I'm saying?
That is crazy.
Big jeans.
Hey, bro.
Had a big jeans.
Why should have known something wrong with anybody trying to make Argyle cool in the hood?
He kept wearing Argyle,
he was
didn't
like,
he?
Hold on, man. Send that nigga to Thailand.
But he kept saying, there's a lot of model bitches over here, y'all. Like, y'all, this is weird, right?
A little bit.
He only like tall Asian ladies?
I mean, anyway.
Yeah.
But, all right. So, a lot of us, me... Probably, maybe everybody in this room included, probably, maybe our first time hearing about you, from you, seeing you, is right here.
You got the original version.
Yeah, that too.
That shit a gift now. They done took your whole...
I never heard the end of it.
And the thighs don't match.
The thighs don't match.
This hug, yeah. Yeah, put some respect on that couch, bud. Yeah. BB a killer, y'all.
I sent him a face sheet, he didn't read it. Come on.
Come on. Hallelujah.
And you were just Googling.
It was just so stupid. It was so unnecessary.
Bruh, man.
People always ask me, how high were you when you wrote that? First of all, I don't do any drugs.
I didn't think so. Right. But that was a good question.
I'm just goofy. Like, I was literally sitting, I was in the basement just writing, and I was working on something totally unrelated. And I was scrolling, you know, because we get distracted. I was scrolling social media, and I saw some girl. It looked crazy. And I was like...
Oh, this came from a real place.
Like, I was like, bro, these BBLs are literally... I was like, bro, these... And the thighs don't even match. And by the time I realized it, I had done that. And so Remix God Suede hit me up, and he said, I need 8 bars. I need a full song. And if Suede calls you and tells you to write a song...
Shout out to Suede.
Yeah, because you usually just take it and
you
then
just
hit it with
write
itself.
The song because that's what he does. And so I did it, and we put it on iTunes, everywhere. You can stream that. It's part of my EP that I have
out.
You
doing better than most rappers.
Real
shit.
Talk.
I mean, we get paid every time you use it. So
those cat them streaming, they say
hey,
30,000 now.
Because I was talking
I'm not
in the middle.
Charge
of it. Okay. What? I'm trying to talk over it a little bit.
YouTube going to send me a notification. If I'm going to see it, and I'm going to say, nah, they good.
But just think about a new rap release right now. 30,000 is good. Now they be like, he did 30,000 this weekend. That's
what I heard. Yeah,
that's you did that a million times over.
Man. And it's never gonna stop going viral because, unfortunately, a lot of women have to keep doing this.
Mm-hmm. Y'all put had these thighs.
Hold on, a lot of women. Science spoke
out. Not the big bottoms.
I think it says science.
This is way to be contributed
it's
to science.
Oh my God.
Hold on.
You said it's because women keep having to do what?
Well, people, you know, I think the society that we live in, it's just women are not allowed to do anything gracefully. We can't be mothers gracefully. We can't age gracefully. We can't work a job. We can't be a stay-at-home mom. We're penalized for everything that we do. And so some women, they don't like the way they look. And I'm all for if you want to look a certain way and you think you need to have surgery to do that, I'm always going to fight for your right to do that. Me personally, I realized like I'm 36 now, mm-hmm. I realized that I just did not have a grown woman body until I became a grown woman. Like, and if you wait 8 more years, come hit on. The gym a little bit, stock up on, you know, starches and proteins and
peanut butter.
Like, all you gotta do is, and I went to the gym and I built the body that I wanted. Mm-hmm. It's not perfect, but I don't feel the need to. Let me tell
you something, the thighs don't match ain't perfect either, so you got to pick your poison.
Hey, boy. I mean, hey, yeah. So I'm like, bro, the BBLs are literally killing us. They're literally killing us. Women are dying on the table.
In my mind, you made it up. It was like, these BBLs killing y'all, and then your mom popped out, and the thighs don't match.
That's literally how it happened.
At the back of the room.
That's literally how it happened. My brain was like, girl, you have to write this down.
That's a Negro spiritual. Like, that's, at this point, it's yeah. Like, it touches souls.
I will hope, like, it's so funny to, like, when you think about certain things that are a part of the culture, I want this to be part of the culture, but I hate when people just, it's so hilarious. And I be wanting people to hear the message too, though. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, hey, get out of my face.
Like, I know it's, please. Like, I know it's funny, but also, Jeremy, like,
it's a word in here. It's a
there's
word.
There's a message. Come on,
it's a word in there. It's a word in there.
Like, but if you listen to the extended version, though, I talk a little bit about it. But people don't know that part. They just know these.
So you need that needs to be the theme song for the show Botch, you know, the botch surgery.
Sell it to them. Nah, but you know what, though? As comedians, I definitely get that, because there should be a message in every joke that you construct anyway. So I definitely get that. What about the... I want to know about the backlash you got from this.
Child, them people hated
me. How many people with thighs didn't match?
Man, so girls were saying I was body shaming. The guys was...
That ain't even yours.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, this isn't even my struggle. But if y'all want to just be mad, then y'all can just be mad. And I just took it with a grain of salt, because my idea is, when I'm doing content, I don't care. If y'all want to rip me apart about this video, I got another one going up in 2 hours. Mm-hmm. So if you do that, and I have this hack, like, if you get too crazy in the comments, I cut them off. Not because you hurt my feelings, but because I know people are so triggered. Sometimes they'll go to another piece of content, drive the engagement up on that. So that's what I've been doing, and it works.
Word, okay.
I'm going to get paid regardless, whether you like it, my content or not. So,
pro tip, cut the comments off.
Has any, like, specifically women with BBLs actually reached out?
Not like directly. It's okay. Always something.
Like a post.
You know,
a post.
You see a post in passing, and it's always something shady, and I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I've seen the one that had the, I wish I could pull it up, but it had the white girl.
Oh, no, that was funny. Mm-hmm. I think she was making cool. fun of herself, you know, and I thought it was hilarious, because I'm like, bro, this is not what y'all supposed to be using this video for. But I thought it was very dope that she had a level of security in herself, confidence, for her to post that and use that mm-hmm. song.
Yeah, so. She was built like Boomhauer. and she played the song and turned around. I ain't got my phone over here.
I thought I saw this. She'd be like Mr. Gru.
Somebody in the comments said BBL stand for Back Been Long.
Back
Been Long. That's accurate.
I said, y'all
long.
Don't act right. Y'all don't take nothing
accurate.
Serious.
Man, so look. They're doing a great job with the BBLs. They actually do have thighs now that mm-hmm. they can put in. I believe they do have like a calf implant.
But that was because of her. Yeah. It was because you did it.
I mean, they just look crazy. You have to admit.
Well, it costs
they
more.
Look crazy.
That's
you started
thing,
a movement.
Bro.
Good.
Like, it's like when you buy a car and you be like, damn, do I want power windows or do I got damn?
What a guy. Nobody want a guy.
No,
nobody
want to. So yeah. You got to pay the extra
but
money.
But you need the car. So like some women feel like they need to buy. My thing is the girls that get the BBL to be hostesses. Can like, we, why you get a big booty to pass, like, to take me to my table?
I got a question.
I think that's from a different, it's
you
coming
should,
from a different
listen,
place.
Listen, if you get a BBL, sell your vagina.
Oh,
what
Lord.
Is going on?
My
that's
God.
What they
that's
for,
literally
right?
what it's for.
Is
it's,
it
yeah.
what it's for?
Yeah. You, it's like becoming a wrestler.
That's why you change out the motor in a...
Help me, Lord.
It's like they joining the whole league. Like,
If you get a BBL.
It's like a sex worker costume.
Yeah, it should be.
Oh, is that what it is?
It should be an investment. It costs a lot. You should be able to get
you
your money back.
You should be dancing
back.
At least.
You're not going to get your money back passing out hookers at
yes,
a club.
I understand what you're
saying. Go to the NBA game with your new body. Smile at people. Be nice. If you are nice with a really nice body, that'd take you a long way. Because a lot of them women that get that body forgot that was fat. We remember.
Or it was nothing.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
They
I
had to construct
so
now
the BBL, you got to have something because that's when
they
take
it from
the fat transfer.
What about
gotcha.
When they get
off?
They get the BBL.
All these girls that's thick and nice used to be fat girls.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes they're fat girls.
Yeah. That's why they still suck dick really good. But But they don't be good people like they was when they was. All right.
I'm so glad this conversation ain't got nothing to do with me. Do y'all want something from the stove?
I'm talking to Ronnie right now.
Do y'all want something from the stove?
We don't even want you to get canceled. This is all me right now. Ronnie married. I'm the only one that can really say this. These girls used to be fat, and you know, big girls always are like pleasant. And nice to be around, smell good, and all that
it's
shit.
But as soon as
they cut
their
fat off, it's like they cut their attitude off.
They soul get cut off.
Yeah, bro.
I used to be fat, bro.
I could scroll back. Don't make me scroll back.
That's just an insecurity that comes out. Like, if you're a nasty person, it doesn't matter what size you're at. Mm-hmm. If you're a nasty person, you're just a nasty person.
Can I contrary that point?
Let's go.
Because every catfish been a big bitch.
Yeah. Because you said it looked like you shouldn't have said it looked like a fat because the price of the
why do we all remember that catfish?
Hey, bro, please drop that in.
She sat and did the whole investigation with this bitch, the whole shit. That bitch
was in
the trunk with knees and all that. I dated
somebody from high school. Nah, bitch, it's you.
It's you.
Your cousin. Your real life
every
cousin.
Catfish after that has been a big bitch.
Oh,
gay
so
dude. It's a gay dude. That's your friend. It's always the friend that called y'all.
It is.
Like, no,
it
every
is.
Time. Yeah. But can I ask you something? Can we get a remix to the BBLs? Because that one guy was putting in them fake veneers and he got caught.
Oh,
you heard about that dude?
Song.
You did. She did. I ain't got it.
We did a veneer song.
You did a veneer song?
Can you give us a...
It was about...
give us a...
It was the... y'all got them big veneers all in your face. I know them teeth is heavy. Mouth look like an old school Chevy because you got them big veneers.
Big veneer.
That's the gist of
hey,
it.
Hey, man. And you can sing for real. That's what makes it so crazy.
That's amazing.
That's what makes it so crazy.
I want Johnny Gill on the ring.
I need to use my talent.
You got big veneers. Big veneers. You got big veneers.
Oh, boy.
Something's wrong with y'all.
No, something wrong with you. You're amazing.
What I do?
Yo, so, speaking of being able to sing, you've sang some hooks with, or y'all you've done songs with our dog, Bankshot, man. Shout out to Mr. Bankshot.
Shout out to Bankshot.
I couldn't find none of y'all songs, man.
First of all, Bankshot is ridiculous.
Yeah,
he's crazy. When I work with him, I have to be like, Banks.
We can't say that.
Okay. I have to rewrite.
He's really overboard.
You have to rewrite his stuff. I'm like, baby, I can't do
Bank
that.
Bankshot is overboard.
But he's
hey, look,
bro.
So sometimes he'll I'm sorry to cut you off, but let you
he's
finish.
Literally calling me right now. That's hilarious.
Answer. answer.
Put him on speaker.
That's crazy.
Speak of the devil.
Because our music is not talking about
music. Well, I swear to God, I'm doing Ronnie and Tyler podcast right now, and they just said, so you work with Bankshot, right? And you are literally calling my phone right
crazy.
Now.
Crazy.
That's because you got the algorithm tapped, nigga. oh, wow. Very Illuminati of you.
Oh, my God.
You can't call news.
That's funny. Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
So he don't want nothing, but he probably finna ask me something about doing a show. He want me to come open for him or something or something like that. That's the only reason he called me. He ain't no real friend. So I when he when
hold
we played his best.
Hold on, real friend.
Hey, if you're my friend out there, you got a show for me. Call me, bro.
No, it's always funny when I talk about this because me and Bankshot have an interesting history and we've been friends for a long time. And so I called him one day because it was just out the blue. And he hit me for something. And so I called him. I said, bro, if we friends, don't just call me when it's about work. I didn't know how you doing. I'm your friend for real. And he was like, you know what, you're right. And we've been straight ever since.
That's my opposite. All my friends, call me about some money, man. God damn, man. I'm like, say fuck about your name.
Bankshot be calling me for advice and shit, man. Get out of here. Like, what the last...
I think that's a man thing. Like, he probably don't see me like that, but I'm like that with my friends. And that might have been a boundary that I was trying to cross for him. You know, like, I ain't know. Because
we don't know how to love. Duh.
Yeah. So, look.
Maybe you need to go see the lady.
I seen the lady. She said.
Okay. He'll hit me up and, like, just to run stuff by me to say, like, because he don't want to get canceled or whatever. He'll ask some crazy stuff.
And then do crazy shit anyway.
But, nah, if I say don't do it, he won't. I ain't going to say that one.
He never dropped it.
Nah, he ain't dropping.
So he listens.
Yeah.
It was
this another one. This is another one he knew he shouldn't have, and I went ahead and confirmed it. But it was basically, you know, the Boots on the Ground, where them fans at? Mm. But for the LGBT.
Absolutely not.
Man's at?
He knew he should not do that.
He
Bankshot,
did
I will be talking to you after this retrospectively get on bro. In your mind. That's crazy.
Because I was like, bro, you already got your page messed up for
the fire.
Don't say it here.
He don't even care though. But it was such a big song
people are getting more popular than him off of using that song on that jump. Has that happened? Have you seen
all
anybody going crazy?
I've seen people put that song over videos of Nicki Minaj, Erykah Banks, all these people, like, Snoop Dogg has posted it. Lil Duval has posted it. It's everywhere. Yeah. And I don't care about getting tagged because me and Suede are getting them royalties. So that's not an issue. But people don't realize that my actual government name is linked to the song. Like, if you look and see who wrote the song, it's there.
Come on.
So, but it's always crazy. It's always crazy to see how far it goes.
Some Chinese niggas jacked me, Tyler, Darren.
Yeah, man.
We thought we had one.
We probably got 40 million.
That shit is ran up on TikTok. It's our voices.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's some Asian. I don't know. Are they Chinese?
They from the Triad Gang.
Can you report it?
I don't know. I don't know where they from, but I got to find
it. Well, now, you know, TikTok, you can use the audio.
They took the audio off of ours.
That's why I was...
But they reposted it without using the audio?
No. They're in the car as Asian men when they talk. There's three of them. It was three of us in the car.
So did a voiceover?
Yes.
So did they click the sound button and then upload the video to the sound? Did they put the sound on it?
Let me call China and see.
They got the part where we don't got no money from it. That's what
I don't know how they did it, but they uploaded it. I gotta look again. You gotta send it to see if you talking about does it have our original audio on there? I don't think so because our shit didn't go crazy on TikTok. It did well on Instagram, but whoever put it on TikTok probably got the original.
They put it on TikTok.
Yeah, because at that time we didn't even have a TikTok.
Nobody had TikTok.
Yeah, that happens a lot to a lot of creators. But I mean, you know, you can't.
Unfortunately, it's
not much that you can do because once you put something on the internet, you basically give people license to use it. It's called fair use.
That's what our whole show based on.
Yeah, I mean, it's called fair use.
Our whole show based on fair
use. That's our production team called fair use.
All right, speaking of seeing the lady, you told Ryan to go see the lady.
This one of my favorites, too. I have to shout, and I am crashing out. I'm crashing out. I eat raw cookie dough. I do be doing it.
I eat raw cookie dough.
I be eating raw cookie dough.
When you crash out, you eat raw cookie dough.
So my thing is, I think there is so much power in being vulnerable. People don't understand. Mm-hmm. Folks be suffering because they think they're going through stuff by themselves. I be letting people know, bro, when I'm having a bad day, all bets are off.
Come on.
There is no healthy coping mechanisms. There is no, we're going to read our Bible and we're going to pray about. No, I am eating raw cookie dough and I'm trying my best not to go get a vape. So I'm doing it.
You smoke cigarettes?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I used to vape though. And I just.
Oh, so dangerous.
That's usually the
part. I only ask cigarettes because usually people vape because they stop smoking cigarettes.
No, I hate cigarettes. I don't like the smell of it. And I think that was the appeal to me for vapes. Mm-hmm. They smell so fruity. And I like.
You got white friends?
No. Okay. I mean, I have like one or two.
You like Aerosmith?
No. I do like Panic at the Disco.
Okay, yeah. Do you like to wear sandals and socks?
No, that's.
That's vape
that's
store.
Oh, man,
have you ever seen the dudes that go into vape stores? Like, just only vapor?
I feel like the dudes that work there wear those.
They like carnies.
Yo, it's a whole convention for smoke blowers.
They like, it's usually white men with like a ponytail. It's like the dude that used to work at GameStop, but he works at the ex-GameStop dude. He's like,
GameStop still a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, word.
Still is.
All right. My God. Hold on now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Speaking of the BBS, I see that thing wanging in the back. Yeah. Can't wait.
Listen,
she had to show her work. Show your work.
Hold on now. I have been doing a lot of work in the gym.
Yes, Lord.
And I don't regret a single squat.
Okay.
Where's that afro at?
It's in the closet.
Okay.
I have a trunk full of just gadgets and outfits and stuff for just stuff like this. Because it'd be fun. Like, I'm a big kid.
You do any of these characters on stage? Will you do a stand-up?
I haven't done many shows. I've done like a couple of variety shows. And I've done like music gigs. Like, I sang for a birthday party. I did like two sets or whatever.
Nothing pure stand-up yet.
Nothing pure stand-up.
Well, you in the right place.
And I don't mind it. But I tell people all the time, doing comedy on stage in real life is not the same thing as being funny for 30 seconds on social media.
It does not
translate. You have to do the work. I don't know if I want to do the work, but I think that if I had like actual help, I wouldn't mind doing the work, but I don't be knowing where to start. So I'm like, and I've been on stage before. When I worked with Kev on stage on The Hospital, which is on BET Plus
Come on now.
He was doing a show and he had only black women featured.
Mm-hmm.
And Alton Walker, my good friend
from
Morning Hustle, he called Kev and he said, can Geraldine get 5 minutes?
Wow.
And Kev was like, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Which was crazy because I was like, Alton, what am I talking about? He was like, you'll figure it out. You know, like,
yeah, Yeah, that's how you got to do it.
We talked about a couple things.
Push you in the water. That's how we do it.
Got up there and ended up doing flappers. And
oh, wow.
It wasn't horrible.
Come on.
So I was like.
You got the bug a little bit.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I maybe can do this.
Yeah, but you are a performer naturally. You do have a singing voice, so that can help you in certain situations while you're on stage that other people can't get to.
Jamie Foxx.
I use, singing jokes. Mm-hmm. I'm not so much like music
and
cues.
And I sing. Like, Tyler is being very modest.
I'll talk to
Tyler
shit.
Pulled up on me at karaoke one night.
Oh, yeah.
And if you can find this clip, Ferg, make sure you insert this clip.
I sent it to him.
He was up in there hooting and hollering, y'all.
Yeah, and Dallas Hawson was in there.
He couldn't wait.
After I saw Jodeci, he was like,
he couldn't wait to sing that song. I said, that's been on his heart all week. He came here just for that.
No, he was in the gym practicing that. He was like, tonight?
No.
I appreciate that, but no, that song wasn't on my heart. You remember what happened?
You had another song. Somebody had already sang it.
Not somebody. The host of the show in between, like people, they'll sing a whole song. They don't even look on the list to see who did it. Them niggas sang my whole song.
But that's what they're hosting about. It ain't never about the people.
Yeah.
You know that. It's your room.
Them niggas made me go. I wasn't even finna sing. They made me sing. Oh, Tyler in the house.
I don't give a damn. He probably looked at the song.
They literally came and said, hey, this how you signed up and shit, like, bro.
He probably
nigga, you
see
a nigga talking to me for 30 minutes as soon as I walked. Just like the same time when I went into fucking Trap City and couldn't sit down by y'all because nigga stopped me immediately and was like, yeah, just all you do is sign up, right?
Fault for being in demand.
Hey, but look, I wanted to do it, but I didn't want to do it, so no, sing my song.
Oh. What song was it?
It was Beauty by Drew.
Oh no, you thought the muscle nigga was finna get beauty off of me?
What is he?
This nigga the muscle nigga. This nigga said, what?
Said get beauty off of me.
Hold on, he's going up. Let me see what this is. Fuck out of it. Hey, cue beauty up.
I was next too though. That
I know.
And they tried to make me sing.
That was a good, well played move.
And the niggas
sir.
Are real singers,
they
bro.
I know.
They don't be playing around.
My voice is my abs, nigga.
That's what I should have did. That's what I should have did on their ass. That dance though.
I had a blast. Because first of all, I love Diana Ross. I didn't even know it was her birthday the day that I posted that.
Oh, wow.
And so,
she see your joint?
I don't think she saw it, but people were tagging. They were like, oh my God, it's her birthday. And I thought that was so cool. But I'm a fan of, I love like 70s, 80s soft rock, anything Motown. My dad's a musician also. And so his favorite artist is Jeffrey Osborne. So I'd be listening to all types of old school stuff. And
so you're 36, but you're really 46. In your
maybe
mind, 50s. Right here, up
so
you,
wise.
Maybe 50s. Yeah. Could be.
That's what you go. See, you're going to the scenes of the rich old niggas in a minute. You're going to be around these old niggas
wait.
Who want to goddamn. Mm-hmm.
They
didn't want you to sit over there somewhere.
Make
your little
videos.
The and
young
goddamn.
Broke. This is my camera. I'm tired of the young broke ones.
Bring your head to bed here.
Bring me an old rich one, please.
Hey, let me tell you something. We ain't shit either now. Hey, that's what I keep. This young girl keep talking. I want me an older man that's ready. We ain't ready. Because listen, most of us just got some money. So it's like, we got to go back to our 20s. And
like, I got to get all the joints again. Right,
come on.
Oh my God, I did that.
Exactly. So you're an old nigga too.
Yeah. By the old nigga.
I told my old nigga.
Now I got to get all the sweatsuits.
Dang.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
Oh, they got cars. I want, okay, old school, a new school, a truck. All right, I'm done. Okay,
how much it cost for a PlayStation 5? I don't care. Let me have
my
it.
My friends buy
a
property.
One.
Let's get some houses.
I mean, but those are investments, though. Houses are investments.
Yeah, you talking about grown nigga shit. I'm talking about old nigga shit.
Yeah,
fun shit.
Men,
niggas who's playing Call of Duty at 4 in the morning.
That's what
right
I'm saying.
Now.
Mad. Cursing at a 10-year-old.
Cursing at 7-year-olds.
Because you was
women
broke.
Women can never do that. Y'all can never play with toys after 10.
No, because my homegirl got to get up out there, get off the couch and stop playing with these children.
If I go home right now, my wife is brushing the doll hair, I'm shooting her.
Man.
Because she's going to kill us. That's that means she
her,
she
the dog, everybody
she done brushing the doll hair. He's like, oh, we done broke your mama.
Straw?
Boys, let's go. We done broke your mama.
Your mama broke. We got to get out of here.
That is scary.
She need to talk to the lady.
Yeah. I love talking to the lady.
Talk to each and every lady you know, because our demographic is heavily male. Right now. So, like, share, cat a corner.
Subscribe. I'm
Your
sorry.
Timing is fucking...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
He gonna get it next time. We're from the top.
No. it had to be natural. He ain't good.
I know that to my... Nigga, take cat a corner. I just saying we ain't
I'm like, I just got this on my third day out.
Yeah. I just got... I just got here.
Hey, man, I just tried the couch on, bro. This is my new couch. Like, I get couches like joints.
No.
Like, share, cat a corner.
Subscribe, man.
And we on. All right, but so... I sent you. Oh, go ahead.
It was one video I forgot to. This video as a meme, but I don't know where it came from. It was like
the first time y'all do it.
Yeah, I'm finna stop.
People keep taking my face and putting it on all these different
things. It's on everything else.
It's hilarious. Yeah. It's pinned to my page too though. Yeah.
But you had the nigga had to twist your wig.
Yep. Twisted it on up.
I'm finna stalk you, ain't it?
Twisted it on up. That's the one right there.
Oh, that's my favorite video right there.
Is it?
That wig crazy. I'm not gonna lie. This is gonna be my first full time watching it because you look like one of my exes that's her face and everything. So
full disclosure, I do not stalk people. It's just a joke, guys.
I mean, you're really good at acting. I know, like
oh my god! I'm gonna stalk you, ain't it? I know it. Listen, real quick, can your baby mama fight?
That's so funny, man.
I think niggas be waiting on the girl to post that after they hit. If she post this,
she pulled out. Did my thing.
The way we be posting about the other nigga, that's the crazy part. They be waiting on somebody to post, and we be talking about the last one.
That's crazy.
I got mine off streets. Come on in high. Before they invent a phone or some shit that can do something else. That two-way payment was too much time. She over that two-way, she got excited. I said, close that up. Let go of that.
Whole lot of communication.
But we like that, though. We like a man to come get us. Get me out. What's Summer Walker say? Please come take me out of this club. Please come get me up out of this club.
I didn't know she was going for Pizza Hut. I would have goddamn seen what was going. That's it. Yep. She like Pizza Hut, nigga?
That's it.
But that be the things, though. It be little stuff. This video is a culmination of all the little things this man has done. That wee-wee was the icing on the cake.
I'm telling you, because you can't get him to text you back on time before you do that.
This is right at the point where he finna start acting a fool. This is, when you do this, he like, oh.
Absolutely.
I won't be over here for 2 weeks.
Now, we never said we was exclusive.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, but it wasn't said.
Right.
To be clear.
I mean, hustle that.
Yeah, I would just like to encourage the ladies out there, like, if that is your thing, to actually say that. You know what I mean? Because the women tell men a lot of times, if you just tell the truth, it'd be good. Yes, but also you need to tell the truth on your end if that's what you're looking for off the top.
Absolutely.
It'll be much better for everybody involved.
Because even if you don't want what I want, it frees you up to go get what you want. Now we're not wasting people's time.
Come on. Time will not be wasted. Not on my watch.
Hello. I'm telling you something. The dude that hit it like that, the dude that want that, they hit it like that.
Nah.
That's true, though.
Man, that butt, that, though.
The dude that want all that shit y'all want.
Yeah. Eat that butt, that wig will be backwards.
The wig will be off. the wig will be on the nightstand somewhere.
Had a little condom on your head.
Oh, shit.
that little bandit. Oh, so boom. So he called and you didn't get to answer the question. The song that you did with Bank Shot.
Oh, yeah. We did one about, like, Dirty Mackin'. Like, kind of, I just aged myself.
Dirty Mackin'. Think about remember it, that, guys?
But, yeah, it was a song to, what is it, 8-Ball and Woo Woo Chicken Chicken. Woo Woo Chicken.
Oh, Project Pat.
Project Pat. Mm-hmm. So we did that song.
We cut that part out because we don't want people to know you don't know the music.
I said the first Memphis nigga.
She's from Memphis too. That's crazy.
I don't listen to a whole lot of rap. But I remember we did that song and it was about basically I'm telling him to get out of my face because I know he already tried to holler at my homegirl. And she basically, you know, she loved it. Mm-hmm. But now he's over here in my face. And I'm like, so what are we doing? What are we talking about? And so it was just a fun something. It wasn't a hook. We did the verses. Because, you know, it's a conversation.
Oh,
so
the back and forth.
Yeah, we did the back and forth part. And I can't, for the life of me, it was so long ago. I remember I had red hair. That's how I know how long ago it was.
I believe that was literally my first time seeing you. I don't even think I connected that to the BBS killing y'all.
Most people don't. Oh, yeah. People usually, because most people, when they hear the BBL song, it's not me. It's a bad BBL that they see. You know, it's a soundtrack.
True. Guess what? I found out that you did the BBL song.
What?
Today.
No bullshit.
I do this. Yeah. I was like, oh, shit. This shit. Oh, you do a bunch of this shit.
Yeah. Nah, she on it, man. That's why I'm glad we had you here on the show. I'm glad you could make time for us this morning. We shooting in the morning for y'all.
I know. Hey, I got up also, and I did my makeup for y'all.
Mm-hmm. Y'all watch her in the pulpit, too. We got a new show.
Absolutely.
Smoot Films, man. It's on Facebook. It's on Instagram. They're going to have their own app soon. But she's funny. Mm-hmm. Funny as hell. Sister Jennings, you know what I'm saying? Clown. Her and Brother Bernard had an exchange last week, you know what I'm saying? So
my episode finally popped out. So everybody out there in Tennsylvania, that's what they said they want to be called.
Is that it?
Tennsylvania. That's our fans. All right, got
that's
it. Tennsylvania.
Cool.
Yes, Lord. Okay. You know why we call the perfect 10, right?
Because he a one and he was even.
That's how we gonna end every episode.
I don't like it, y'all.
You just made the drop.
I don't like y'all. I hate it here so bad.
Oh, shit. Well, you got anything else to tell the people out there in Pennsylvania, man? What you got coming up? What you want to be in life? Who you want to see in life? Or what you about to say something?
Go ahead.
I was just, you guys can follow me everywhere. Geraldine Lake Indescribable. I'm not going to spell it because it's going to tear you up.
So going to put it on the screen.
They going to put it on the screen. I-N-D-E-S-K. See, calm down. You was already in there. You was already whipping it.
You're so musical.
I know. I-N-D-E-S-K-R-I-V-E-A-V-U-L-L. I have a movie on Lifetime, Call Me Now, which is about, you remember Sister Cleo, the fortune teller in the 90s? So they did a biopic about her life, and I was featured in that. I also, my one of my songs from my EP, and myself, was featured on a TV show called Wicked City, airing on All Black.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you can catch me in the hospital on BET Plus with Kev on stage and a gang of his funny friends.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Working. Where you at, Ronnie?
Hey, man. December 26th, Ha Ha Mafia will be at Helium in Alpharetta. Y'all pull up.
The 26th through the 28th. 26th
through the 8th. I'm sorry. 26th through the 28th. Entire Ha Ha Mafia. We splitting up them days and stuff. I'm going to be on the 26th. 27th, I'll be in Clarksville, Tennessee at Joker's House of Comedy. Go to jokershouseofcomedy.com, get your tickets. And the next day, the 28th, I will be at the Lab at Zanies. Go to nashville.zanies.com. Get your tickets. I'll be there with Ferg and Belly Gang.
Belly Gang Cushington?
No. Belly. Oh. What's his name? Belly comedian Belly from
Belly. Okay, yeah, Belly Button.
I thought you were about to say,
throw that at her like your friend do. I was like, bro, you ain't tell me about that. You ain't tell me you're doing a throw that ass toy.
I thought that was Drewski. I ain't know that.
Oh, that's not Drewski.
The way he dressed up like the white dude, he definitely looked like Belly Gang. Belly Gang.
That was crazy.
Seattle, Tacoma, Washington. Shit, it's too late.
That's like tomorrow.
Yep.
It's tomorrow.
Thank y'all so much. Just tapping in, man. Thank y'all so much. Perfect 10 Guy Shorts. That's what I want to talk about. Perfect 10 Guy Shorts. We got a whole page of all the clips that you want. We got an Instagram. Ronnie got TikTok going crazy. Already got a 1 million view video on our Perfect 10 Guys
TikTok.
A couple weeks in there. Hey, we running our own stuff, man. And if you got a brand that you want to expand and rise with the brand that we got that's expanding and rising, hit us up, DM us at Perfect 10 Guys on Instagram is probably the best thing. Yeah. And hey, BT Plus, if you got it and you had it, go ahead and check in right now. Vera's Holiday Flop. It's a Christmas movie, so you can watch it all the way up until Christmas and after. And we need the numbers to go up so we can keep running it around. So everybody out there in Pennsylvania, make sure y'all tap in. Vera's Holiday Flop on BET Plus. I want to thank Geraldine Lake one more time, aka Indescribable, in the building.
Thank you guys.
Can you sing us out real quick with the BBL joint?
I think I still got it. You gonna know my backgrounds?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. These BBLs killing y'all.
That nigga just did his hand. He think background is he thought he was on the praise
this
team.
This is ridiculous.
Praise dance
team.
You are
fired.
Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate it.